Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, June 17th, 2011, and that means Green Lantern's opening up, but we'll have more on that in a bit. Let's start with other movies, specifically last week's, where Super 8 was number one with $35.5 million. I saw it, I thought it was great, and if you grew up in the 1980s, you may too. X-Men First Class, $24.1 million. Hangover Part 2, $17.7 million. Kung Fu Panda 2, $16.5 million. And the top five was rounded out by Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides with $10.9 million. This week's new movies include Green Lantern, Mr. Popper's Penguins, The Art of Getting By, Kidnapped, and other limited releases. Green Lantern's reviews are not great. The movie currently has 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. In the news, Oscar has changed its Best Picture nominee rules again. Now it's anywhere from 5 to 10 movies, so maybe you'll get 5, maybe you'll get 8, maybe you'll get 9. We'll have to wait and see. Vanity Fair has an interview with Jaleel Urkel White, which is pretty interesting if you're all curious about what it's like to be Jaleel White, you know, in a post-Urkel America. Most interesting, he was almost Rudy on The Cosby Show. The name was supposed to be for a boy character. Legendary Entertainment is negotiating with Mattel on a Hot Wheels film franchise. Whoopee! It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia star Rob McElhenney has put on 50 pounds to do the seventh season of his FX comedy because it would be funny. We'll see. He plays Mac, and hopefully he'll be okay because that's an interesting thing to do for comedy. Jurassic Park 4 talks are supposedly starting, but it's basically talks to see if we get more talks, so it might not mean anything. And Jurassic Park is approaching 20 years old, so it really is time to do something with it because, you know, we might be too late for a sequel, but the nostalgia factor is kicking in now, so we gotta exploit that. Dave Chappelle was rumored to be making a new TV show this week, and his management immediately shot it down. Apparently, the idea was that he might do a Netflix-exclusive program, which he probably wouldn't. Russell Crowe is in talks to play Superman's father, Jor-El, in the new Zack Snyder Superman flick. Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, or Django or whatever it's going to be, is scheduled to be released on Christmas Day 2012 right now. So there you go. Next Tarantino movie is only a year and a half away. Clearance savings at Entertainment Earth. The Entertainment Earth clearance sale is here. We started with over 1,000 items, and now we're down to 919 items at press time, including hundreds of action figures, comic books, animation cells, baby clothes, wall murals, vinyl figures, vehicles, Transformers, trading cards. What kind of Transformers we got? Let's find out. We have Revenge of the Fallen Legends Wave 5, Animated Voyager Megatron. We've got some Revenge of the Fallen Gravity Bots, some Deluxes, and some Scout figures from Wave 2. So if you've been putting off buying 2-year-old Transformers or any of a lot of relatively new Lego sets and other items, check out sale.entertainmentearth.com today. See what we have and take advantage, because really, if you're going to be doing some shopping for a birthday in the next couple of months, it's about as cheap as you're going to get. So thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. And now, toy news. What do we got? Gentle Giant announced a bunch of new stuff this week, including Jumbo Kenner's Star Wars R2-D2 and C-3PO, a Watto bust, a Deadpool statue, a Wolverine bust, a new Darth Vader statue, a Savage Opress animated maquette, an Avengers Red Skull bust, a Logray bust, and a Spider-Woman bust. That's a lot of stuff, and it's all due in January 2012 unless they delay it, which they will. NECA announced a bunch of new Jeff Dunham stuff. Electric Tiki is doing a really cool Little Mermaid Ariel statue. She's got a cauldron base with water flying out of it, and it looks really slick. Dark Horse got the Marvel license. We'll be doing some character statues of Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man, and Hulk in a 1940s or 50s retro style. Mattel is doing a new Ghostbusters Ecto-1 Hot Wheels Elite 1/43rd scale vehicle. Very small, very detailed, kind of expensive. The Bathing Ape news site in Japan updated with Bape Transformers toys and clothing, which is presumably not a hoax. The big deal is they're going to do G1 Optimus Prime, or Convoy, in green with camo and a Bape logo on his shoulder. It's pretty cool. It's adorable. I expect imports to be at least $85, probably a lot more. And also in Japan, they announced they're going to do a remake of the G1 Devastator Combiner Team. That's a Constructicons. So if you need one, now you know. Doctor Who 4th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver is coming in July from Underground Toys, so you can complete your Tom Baker ensemble, or whatever. And what else we got? Oh, I forgot to mention this earlier in the Transformers segment. They're going to do a new Transformers Easy Collection, which is what they call Legends over there. Why is this interesting? Well, it's a mix of existing molds from the USA, so you can get Jazz, you can get Optimus Prime in a little size. But they're going to do Thundercracker based on the Reveal the Shield Starscream mold, which is a new character in that scale. So that's kind of exciting. And also, I just got, we just put up, rather, the Star Wars Vintage Collection Wedge Antilles case. Again, that's Wave 3 or Vision of 11. So if you're looking for a Wedge figure, and you would like to buy a case, and perhaps you could use another Gamorrean Guard, Rebel Commando, or Wicket figure, and really, who couldn't? You might want to go ahead and search Vintage Wedge on our website and order that case, because they've been performing really well this morning. That's right, I'm sitting here watching orders come in. That's the kind of excitement you can only get in the toy industry. But anyway, take a look at our site, saleentertainment.com for the blowout sale, search on Wedge for Wedge, New Gentle Giant. Lots of great stuff this week, and we were putting up hundreds of new items, including a lot of t-shirts. I was particularly taken with the Werewolf Bar Mitzvah 30 Rock t-shirt. Very funny if you like the show. So, thanks for listening. Check us out. Order something, won't you? And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, and or twitter.com/adam16bit, because I have two Twitter accounts, because I just can't stop. Have a great weekend, everybody, and be sure to check out a movie. I would recommend Super 8 highly, and Green Lantern I haven't seen yet, but Rotten Tomatoes doesn't want you to, so it must be worth seeing, right? I think so. Anyway, see you next time.